Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Texas. Now, you remember, this is strange. Texas has a governor who thought it would be a good idea to withdraw the mask mandate. He at least had a mask mandate. In this state, Tony Evers put in a mask mandate, and Voss and the Republicans have gone to court to try to stop it. Mask mandate is the gold standard around the country. It's elementary public health. If you were in a public health master's program somewhere, first question on the final exam, should you have a mask mandate? The answer is yes. If you say no, you flunk, okay? Well, here, Voss chickened out. Instead of putting in no mask mandate right away, he went sneaking around in the courts in Hudson to a circuit court and elsewhere. And then they finally passed something, and Evers foxed them. And what he did is his first mask mandate expired in 60 days. And then he just said, there's still an emergency and here's another 60 days. But in Texas, they were more upfront. The governor did put in a mask mandate. He is a Republican, but he withdrew it. He said, well, the cases are stable, maybe come down a little bit, time to get rid of it. Fauci and the rest of them, Biden said, are you out of your mind? You shouldn't do that. The point is, it's working. Leave it on a little more. I mean, Joe Biden has said that by May 1, all adults, regardless of category in this country, will have access to a vaccine shot. And he said by July 4th, you should be able to have backyard barbecues and get-togethers with family in very small groups. So let's do it right. No, no. Not Texas, not Mississippi, and not a bunch of other states. They withdraw the mask mandate. Well, in Texas, Austin, now Austin, Texas is also the home, the University of Texas, which is a great university. And in Austin, they act a lot more like, say, Milwaukee or Madison or Ann Arbor, Michigan or Berkeley, California. They don't like right-wing nuts running the state and telling them what to do. So they put in their own mask mandate. Austin put in their own mask mandate. And you know what the governor does? Instead of saying, all right, let bygones be bygones, live and let live. No, he sues them. Republicans sue Austin saying you can't have a mask mandate. You must consent to more people dying. That's how sick Texas's Republican Party is. Well, somebody did a poll, a very interesting poll. Here's what it comes down to. On the mask mandate in Texas and the withdrawal by the governor, 48% of the people are opposed to what the governor did. But 48% of the people approve of what the governor did. There is an urban rural split like you have never seen in your life. In Austin, 60% of the people did not like what the governor did. They want a mask mandate. In Houston, 53% of the people did not like what the governor did. They want a mask mandate. In San Antonio, 56% of the people did not like what the governor did. They want a mask mandate. In Dallas, now Dallas is a right-wing city, and it's gotten a little better, not by much. There, 48% of the people don't like what the governor did and want a mask mandate, but of course another 48%, as in statewide, did. But at least the urban mix is well into the mid-50s, that they want a mask mandate, and they don't agree with what the governor did. Elsewhere, outside of those four urban areas, almost 60% of the people in the other areas like what the governor did. It's in the high 50s. Almost 60% said, boy, that governor did the right thing. No mask mandate. We don't have to wear masks. Text from a guy in Nebraska saying, a mask is a diaper for your mouth. Pure Trump, pure stupid. You can't cure stupid. The problem is, if people do stupid, and I don't like to see it done, but if it hurts only them, well, it's a hard thing, but that's the way it is. Use this anecdote before, true anecdote. Small pond in Texas a couple of years ago. There's a sign that said, No swimming, beware of alligator. No swimming, beware of alligator. A couple of guys come by, they're drunk, drunk as skunks. One of them says, the hell with that. Takes off his shirt, takes a running start, and jumps into the pond. And as he jumps in, he shouts, F the gator. F the gator. And those were the last words he ever uttered. And all they ever found was a sneaker floating on the surface of the pond. Now, that was a terrible thing. I feel bad for the guy. He was drunk, but frankly, even if he'd been sober, I don't know what he would have done. But F the gator, if you're the only one the gator eats, well, it's a hard thing, but you're the only one the gator eats. Here, you're not the only one the gator eats. If you don't wear a mask, the gator's going to eat people around you, innocent people. Wear a mask. So there you have Texas. A governor puts this monstrosity in, withdrawing the mask order. Kind of like Voss, but not quite as sneaky. Not quite as sneaky as Voss. He comes right out and withdraws the mandate. And half the state agrees with him. 48% statewide agree with him. 48% don't. He figures, well, what the heck? That gives me a fighting chance for re-election. And this way I pander to the Trump base because 60%, almost 60% of people in the rural areas think that's great. Think that's great. You know, and frankly, if you live in a truly rural area, not a lot of people around, and it's nice weather, which it wasn't in Texas with all the snow, but it is now and it will be all summer. Everybody's basically outdoors and doesn't real come up real close to each other. Yeah, that makes sense. That's fine. Who cares what you do? But if you are in Austin, Houston, San Antonio, or Dallas, or in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, in Madison, in Green Bay, in Eau Claire, in Janesville, Stevens Point, Wausau, Racine, Kenosha, Beloit, across all these places, it's suicide not to have a mask mandate. A lot of people wear them anyway, but there's a lot of people who do not wear them. So there you have the polling from Texas. We have another monstrosity. His name is Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson, you've heard of him. Fox News. He's one of the highest rated by in terms of viewership on cable. He and Hannity, they make a ton of money and they make it by saying stupid things. One of the things he said yesterday is he mocked pregnant U.S. soldiers, women who are pregnant and are in the military. He called them a mockery of the U.S. military. That's a direct quotation. And the Army hit back and said, Pentagon said what he said is divisive and does not reflect our values. Does not reflect our values. And what precipitated it was it's International Women's Day week. I mean, right now everybody's celebrating it, but also the Pentagon released uniform requirements and styles, and they had one for soldiers who are pregnant. You know, when I was in, they had, you know, there's only males in the Navy, and that's the uniform you had. Then women came in other than as nurses and in the waves and the wax. And so there are plenty of different uniform styles. Tucker Carlson decided to hit back one day after he taunted and he abused and he got people to attack a New York Times reporter. Tucker Carlson. We're going to a break. I'll keep going on that story just a little bit. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.